Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com. Robin Hood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Well, hi, Courtney. This is Sarah Marshall from Kent Memorial Library.
How are you doing, Sarah?
Great, thanks.
For those who are listening that don't know me, I'm Courtney Salas. I'm the director of the Millbrook Library. And I think today we are talking about summer reading.
That's right. What do you have on deck?
So we have our summer reading kickoff party on Saturday, June 28th from 11 to 1.
Is that for everyone or just kids? Or
for everybody. So we do summer reading as like kind of like a all-ages event. So we have different like prizes for kids, teens, adults. We try to make it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
And for the summer reading kickoff party, it's definitely geared towards families, but anybody, any age can totally come. And we're going to be doing a bunch of different like art stations because the theme this year is Color Our World and around art. So we're going to have some of our student pages face painting. We're going to have hopefully ice cream and snacks and food and stuff like that. Lawn games, we're going to try and make a selfie station and have sidewalk chalk for people to draw on our sidewalk with. And then we've been working on a community puzzle where everybody can decorate a different wooden piece of this puzzle that we're going to put together and hopefully display in our kids' room.
Oh, neat.
And then we're going to do Sharpie tie-dye. So,
ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, I learned how to do it the other day, and it was very satisfying. and we're hoping, it's not officially booked yet, but we're hoping to have a hula dance performance from 12 to 1. So
that's all in one day.
It's going to be a big day, yeah.
That is a big day. And then do you do prizes all summer, or do you do them at the end, or how does that work?
Yeah, so each week people can either enter to win different prizes or get prizes. So we have, like, the kids' reading log. The kids can keep track of how much they read each summer, each week during the summer. And then if they just come in and show us their reading log, they can pick out from a couple different prizes that we have. Mm-hmm. And we kind of have, like, a level two, which is if they make something around one of the books that they read. Like, we've had kids make a stop-motion animation video before or, like, bake something that's related to a book. And then show us, they can get once a month a gift card to either Merritt Bookstore, which is our local bookstore, or Kelly's Creamery, which is a local ice cream.
Oh, we love Kelly's.
Oh, I am there like once a week.
Yeah, if you ever go on a Friday around 6, that's when you'll see me.
Yeah. So the kids, they can kind of, if they want to take that extra step, they can get that extra prize, and it's pretty fun to see what they come up with. For teens, we're going to have scratch-off raffle tickets. So whenever they read a book or check out a book, they can scratch off this raffle ticket, and then it shows them what
do you make those? How does that work?
Yeah, our teen coordinator found these scratch-off stickers that you can put on, I guess, like the tickets, and
uh-huh.
It makes like their own scratch-off ticket, which is pretty cool. And I think that they'll like it because it's like an exciting gratification thing.
I mean, you're never too young to gamble. That's what I say.
And no matter what, they win something. It's just no matter what it is, they walk away with something. It's just the ticket determines what it is. So
I want to try that. I'm going to put that on my list of something to do. So make your own scratch-offs. Okay, that's cool.
And then for adults, we do for each week during our summer reading program, adults, after they read a book or listen to an audiobook, or even honestly come to one of our programs, they can fill out a ticket doing like a little review of it and then get entered to win the raffle for that week. So we have a bunch of prizes that are donated from local businesses, which we're very thankful for, that will have a different prize each week and then I think a grand prize at the end.
Oh, nice.
And we run from, we're going to start June 28th, and I think our end party is going to be August 9th. So we try to stretch it out through most of the summer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's neat. That's a lot of fun things.
Yeah. What do you guys do? I'm very curious.
So we do sort of multiple different groups. We do one that's adults only. We do a family level where it's just, you know, whole family. So that usually includes like really little kids and their parents. Then we do one for school age kids, and we do one for the teens and tweens. So it's four separate programs that run basically simultaneously. The teen program was one that I designed when I was the children's director in the 15 years ago or something like that is about when we started. And basically what we do for that is the teens and tweens have to, it's a point system. So they earn points by either, they either do book reports or they volunteer for an event. Then a book report is basically just like a review of something that they'd read. They volunteer at an event or they volunteer outside of the library or they do a separate project. And they, if they get 8 points over the summer, they get a $25 Visa gift card. Nice. That was the idea when my kids were little. They were, you know, that particular age. You know, they don't need another toy or another thing, but they really love money. So it seemed to be a good way to get them involved, and it does work. We usually get somewhere between 15 and 20 kids who complete the 8 points over the summer, and then it also has them. It's also something they can do from away. If they go away for the summer, or if they're in camp, or they, you know, vacationing or whatever, they can still be working on these things away. From here, they can volunteer elsewhere as long as we have some sort of documentation. It's more about buy-in than the actual what they're doing, mm-hmm. And just keeping them engaged in something kind of forward and positive. The adults do, this is a new one, kind of redo it every year, and this will be basically running through the months of July and August. They're calling it the Windy 500 instead of the Indy 500. And for every 3 books an adult reads, they get a raffle ticket, and there's 2 drawings during the summer, and so they go in a big pile, and then we do the drawings. And my sense is that both gift baskets are car-themed. So all sorts of cool stuff for cars. Everyone's got a car. So that'll be cute, and there'll be like a little, like a leaderboard with little cars. We'll see how that one goes. You know, we reinvent the wheel every summer for something a little different, so that's the way they're going to do it. And then the school-age kids and the families do bingo boards, and those are a lot of fun because they get people outside of their comfort zone of maybe what they're reading and also what they're doing. So it's a list, just like a bingo board. There's 25 different squares, and they all have different activities that you do, like read a book about livestock, read a book, you know, go visit a historical site in your town, do an act of kindness for one of your neighbors or whatever, and if they get a bingo, then they get a ticket that goes in for the prize, and there's weekly prizes for that, for those groups. So it's a lot of different moving parts, but it's fun. It's fun. And then we open in the summer for Sundays, which also increases our programming. We, you know, just like you, we're really a summer and weekend town. The number of people in the area on the weekends is huge. So we actually have events every single weekend in July and August to keep people coming in the doors during those busy summer months. And we will have performers. We usually have a kickoff. We have kickoff parties for all the different kids age groups at different times in the summer. The teens are starting on the 11th. The school age kids are starting on the 18th. The adults just start whatever they start in the beginning of July. And then we will have some sort of performer at the end of the summer. I think they're still working on that. But that's usually where we draw the grand prize. And our grand prize, certainly for the school-age kids, is 2 tickets to Lake Compounds, which is a really fun amusement park about an hour from here.
That was my first roller coaster experience, was at Lake Compounds.
Yeah, it's a great little park. It's a really nice little park. So that's always a lot of fun. So it's the busiest season, just like you, I'm sure. It's kind of chaos. My children's staff by the end of August are like just shells of human beings. They're completely tapped out. So, you know, we're just gearing up and getting ready to go. And this is at the same time that we're doing most of our other fundraising. So that keeps the whole place hopping. We've got the book sale on every weekend. We're doing a raffle this year, raffling off gift cards to local businesses. And then we've got our benefit too. So it's kind of the crazy time of the year.
But it makes it fun, I think.
Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. We always look forward to it, and then we're really glad it's over.
I want to, if it's okay, talk about 2 other things. One is that's new this year and one we've been doing for a little bit. The first one is we do a community reading challenge. We've done this for 2 years. I think this is going to be our third, where we basically, everybody all ages who reads a book, every time they read a book, they can drop like this little foam, like little like summer-shaped thing into a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically we count them up each week and we keep track during the summer. And at the end, we donate the amount of books that our community read to United Way.
Oh, that's neat.
Our local United Way. And it's all kids' books that we collect like throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been really fun because I think the first year we donated like it was like around 600. And then
wow.
Last year it was like just over 1,000. And I'm like, oh, we need to save more books.
Wow.
But that's been really great. And they've distributed them to kids in our community and in our area in need and who want to build their home libraries. So,
that's neat. We do that. We do the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. It used to be through the United Way, but now it's through our Kent Community Fund, and it's the same idea. I just love it so much.
Yes. So, and then the next thing, some of the other groups might have talked about this already if they've already talked about summer reading, but I wanted to give a shout out to the Mid-Hudson Library System Road Trip, which is a new thing that our entire library system is starting this summer. And it's going to run from June 6th to October 18th, so it extends past the summer. But basically, the goal is you can pick up a passport, and if you visit all 70 locations, there's prizes. So
yeah.
If you visit 10 locations, you get, like, a custom sticker. If you visit all the libraries in a county, you can get, like, there's a special edition magnet. I think 35 locations, which is half, is a special edition tote bag. And then if you do all 70 locations in the Mid-Hudson Library System, you can get a special edition library card. And you can keep your library card number, which really sold me on it. And
I would want to try to do it. I can't remember a new number. That's done.
Yeah, I've had my card since I was like 7. So
that's
like that. I can't change it, but I can get a new card with the same number. So each library is going to have stamps where we can stamp passports and prizes to give out if people hit like one of those milestones. But this is the first year that we're trying it, and I think I know I am personally very excited. There's been a committee that's put a lot of work into it, and if people want a fun challenge this summer into fall, they can try doing the Mid-Hudson Library System Road Trip.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we've done the Connecticut's done stuff like that too, where people, you know, go around, they get stamps from all the libraries, and it's run by the state library, and they get prizes. It's cute, and it promotes library tourism, and I love that because we're all trying to do the same thing.
Exactly.
And it's interesting to see how we do it differently.
Yeah, and there's so many libraries in our system, honestly, that I haven't been to, so I'm like, this is going to be a great excuse to go check them out.
That does sound fun. Well, this has been great. I think we're all in for a wonderful summer.
I think so, too. I think a busy summer.
Yes, I'm already looking forward to September. Okay, well, I guess I'll talk to you in a few more weeks. I don't know what the next topic is, but I'm sure it'll be interesting.
It usually is, yes. Good luck with all of your beginning summer activities.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut. Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com.